You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am here today with the lovely New Zealand singer slash producer slash multi-instrumentalist Amelia Murray, an artist probably better known as Phaser Days, who recently released her Cherry Pie single from her soon-to-be-released album Soft Power. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I remember we were just talking before about just pumped with adrenaline, though.
One of those days where everything is happening and it's intense, but good. Good to be busy.
So I guess I'll just get right into it. Tell me more, I guess, about the concept or like inspiration and reasons behind the album.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so much to unpack. The record's called Soft Power, and I just wanted to tap into these themes of self-empowerment and the kind of power that comes from your heart and is just a softer kind of power, and how that exists in the world. And music to me is my soft power, so I wanted to call the record that. It's something to live by and strive for in a world that feels so feels like hard power is everywhere, and it feels like hard power dominates, and I just think soft power is really beautiful, and I just wanted to shine a light on that and try to embody it in my everyday.
That's actually really true. I really like that you touched on that, actually, because, sorry, this is like a complete tangent, but recently I have been talking with my flatmates about, being a woman, and that in order to almost like have your power back to you is that, you have to exert more like masculine sort of energy, you know, like a very much, it's more forceful, it's more firm, and it's very much not rooted in sort of like who we are as people, because like I feel like, you know, women are sensitive, and like we have like our, you know, like our way of doing things that sometimes comes across as, oh, like we can just like walk all over almost, but it's like, no, I like the term soft power, because it definitely feels like it's like a firm but malleable thing.
I was getting goosebumps as you're talking about it. You're totally tapping into what I was feeling as I was writing the record and making the record, as a different, shining a light on a different kind of power. And I think that's just definitely something I've grappled with as a woman, and how do I assert myself in a way that feels really true to me. It's just definitely something I'm learning how to navigate, and how to do with confidence. And I feel like maybe in the past I've always had like so much softness, and I have been so walked over in the past, and then like to pair that softness with power feels like a really good balance of the kind of person.
Sorry, I think
I'm
you
so
just...
sorry.
No, it's okay.
My internet completely just cut out.
No, that's all good. That's all good. Glad to have you back, though.
Yay. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry about that.
No, nothing to apologize for. Honestly, I feel like I always have the worst luck for some reason with interviews in terms of... Normally, it's my side of, like, the audio doesn't work, and then the person's, like, standing there being like, oh, like, a question mark, and then I have to be like, oh, sorry,
okay.
Like... Yeah.
I'm glad it was on me this time. But yeah, sorry, my internet just totally died, but it's back now. So yeah.
No, genuinely glad you're back. Yes. I feel like we were like really delving into some like pretty like good like discussion just then though, in terms of
me too.
But I was gonna say I totally resonated though with like what you were saying as well about just like being perceived, I guess, as like a more like soft person, and like kind of like taking that back for yourself, and like making sure that you like redefine that and like who you are to other people as well.
Totally, you get it.
And I guess moving on to a new question, have you had other people help you like co-produce or co-write or anything like
on this record?
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely had some collaborators on this record. I had Simon Gooding, who he's a Kiwi, but he lives in New York, and we co-mixed this record together over Zoom, which was wild. Yeah, a wild way to mix a record, but kind of worked because as somebody who is quite hands-on with the way that I work, I really like being able to see the screen really clear. And so, like, Zoom is a way, like, I can just see exactly what he's doing up on my screen really big, and like, I can see him tweaking stuff, and I can sort of very directly say, "Hey, can you turn this knob back to 40? And can you do this?" And so that was a really great way to work over these Zoom sessions. Although the time difference was pretty harrowing, I found, like, it was just, like, really hard to find a good time for both of us to work. Usually it would be in my mornings, and I'm not a morning person, so. Yeah, so he was great, and then my two main co-songwriters. Well, basically, I'd write a song and just sort of lose my mind over it, and then I'd take it to Buzz Moller, who plays in Voom, and Gareth Thomas, who used to play oh plays in Good Shirt, and sort of between the three of us, we'd kind of pull out an acoustic guitar and like play the song and see if the song would hold on its own. And so, yeah, they were kind of like my editors, I found, and yeah, those are my main collaborators. Yeah.
That's so sick though, in terms of like, I mean, I feel like the screen sharing must be, yes, so useful from like Zoom when you were before, when you were talking about like the mixing, because yes, like just big screen.
Yes,
And also great just
absolutely.
having those perspectives as well from like the like Zoom and like,
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, yeah, both of those artists, songwriters, Gareth and Buzz are, yeah, really, really strong songwriters. They know how to write a song, and so I couldn't really get anything past them if it wasn't strong. So I feel like their help really pushed me to make the strongest record I could, because, you know, when there's people like that listening to your demos, like, they've got to be good. They've got to hit. So yeah, I was grateful. I'm really grateful for their help.
Would you say that your sound has evolved in ways that you weren't expecting? Are you just like touching on?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like there's still this phaser day sound to this new record. But I feel like, I mean, I feel like I really pushed myself. I feel like I tried my best to make a record that sounded more expansive and wide and cinematic, and I wanted this record to feel a bit more nighttime. And so, yeah, there's a few more synthesizers and electronic sounds, and but I still feel like it's in keeping with the Phase Day sound, because I recorded most of it myself and did so much of the mixing. It still got my fingerprints all over it. So yeah, and I also think I'm evolving a lot as a producer. I feel like I'm learning how to record real drums and work with real musicians and real studios and things like that, instead of expanding out of my bedroom, but also half doing it in my bedroom too. So it's like a bit hybrid between the studio and the bedroom. So yeah, I think it's evolved. I hope it's evolving.
Yeah, no, because I was just gonna say, like, I guess it's just like reflective too of like where you are at as a person as well, and like new eras almost, like in terms of this album's like a new era for you, and like your previous albums were like signifying, I guess, like your era of who you were then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, this definitely feels like a fresh new era for me, and I'm feeling honestly just so much relief to be in the new era. I feel like this era is more true to who I've always been, and yeah, I just feel like I'm unpeeling so many of the layers and kind of getting to the core of things on this record. Yeah, so I'm excited. I feel personally really proud and excited as to where I landed on this record.
Wow, no, that was so. I feel like I'm so proud of you as well, to be honest. Like, yeah,
Thank you. That's so sweet.
like, yeah, I think that was a really lovely thing to say though as well. Like,
Thanks.
what brought you to creating music in the first place?
Oh my gosh, I feel like it wasn't ever a choice. I feel like it's something as lame as it sounds, it feels like it was such a calling to do this. And sometimes I find music and I find the music industry pretty hard, and there's been so many times where I've like really wanted to give up, but there's just something really deep in me that wants to do this and like needs to do this. So yeah, sorry, I'm getting emotional, but yeah, it just feels like something really deep within me that needs to make music.
No, that's, I think that's really important, like in terms of if it feels like you're calling, you got to do it, you know?
Yeah,
and
we're
so lucky as like audience to be able to like receive that music and receive like all of your hard work as well. Like it means a lot
to us.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
And I guess what else is in store for the future? Like,
yeah, I mean, honestly, it's been such a big journey making this record. I haven't sort of thought beyond November too far. Like, we're planning on doing some touring and things early next year. Like, hopefully, play some headline shows around New Zealand early next year. But yeah, it's like I'm heading to North America next month to support the band Pond. So that should be cool. Yeah, so it's like it's busy and exciting, and I feel really, really lucky to be doing this. It is a real dream come true. As much as I find it scary and overwhelming a lot of the time, I am really happy to be doing it, and yeah, excited to head to America next month and play a bunch of shows.
Wow, would that be your first time going over there as well, or have you played there before?
Well, I actually went there earlier this year, and I did like a very mini tour. I think I played 6 shows in total. And then before that, I went to America like, maybe six or seven years ago. So I've been there a little bit. I've just kind of dabbled, and this will be my first more extensive tour. I think I'm playing like 14 shows or something like that.
Wow. Oh, that's going to be awesome, though. Like, yeah. Great experience.
Yeah, I hope so. yeah. I'm going with one of my best friends, Dave Rollins, who plays in a band called Clap Clap Riot, and I've known him forever, so I'm really excited to just drive around America with him and our gear, and probably on not much sleep, and I'm like, I don't know. So it should be really fun and tiring and grueling as tour can be, but it'll be great. I'll just come home and like crash in bed for 3 days and I'll be fine.
Honestly, I feel that. I feel like I need like a 3-day crash. Like, really seriously.
I feel like we all do. I feel like it's that time of the year that we all just need to like go to bed for 3 days.
We should like roll this out like right now.
Yes. Yeah. Declare a new holiday. 3-day holiday.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Like, I really appreciate it, Amelia. And just, yeah, sharing your inner thoughts, really, on the Soft Power album and where you're going next. Yeah.
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me, Anita. And thank you for holding so much space for me to chat about this record. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for playing my music on air at Radio 1. It just means a lot to me. You guys have been behind me since day one. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Like, thank you again too.
Yay.
So yeah, we're gonna play Cherry Pie, which made our top, actually first place for our Radio 1 Top 11 Countdown this week, so that's pretty exciting.
Thank you so much.
So here is Cherry Pie by Phaser Days.
Was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.